just some general little thought here. Krishna, this Priya Rata. Now I just thought I wanted to see how different the world that Prabhupada was used to and experienced from India, his youth and so on, so different from what it is here. For instance, I thought about music. He's saying, you know, you should not listen to this, whatever it is, songs and music, you know, entertainment music. The popular music, I guess. But, you know, at that time, I think, just as here, music, you know, popular music was generally very simple and basically just, you know, la la la. But then I grew up, for instance, with, you know, well, Bob Dylan was a little too old for me, but where you have poets and you have, you know, there's a deeper message to it, and messages that have carried entire youth cultures, countercultures, you know, and so on, and some very deep. And I would say that this is getting closer to bhajans, if that sounds pretentious. I mean, if you would take such kind of song and music and add, you know, take it further to actually go deeper and deal with spiritual, you know, life matters, then it's very useful. And so it's not that it's bad, because Prabhupada said something like that, but, you know, and again, everything can be used in Krishna service. So, yeah, we made a lot of that kind of music.